the significance of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is indicated in a paragraph in the Haggadah, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Zkenim, Kulanu Yodim Esator, Mitzvah Leinu Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'chol Amar B'le Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Areza Meshubach. The Haggadah tells us a story of five of the giants, the spiritual and Torah scholarly giants of the Tanoim, who lit up the world with their Torah, like the sun in the bright morning. And they were the Esh Kodesh, they were the fire of Klal Yisrael. They were all gathered together in Bnei Brak. And Hayu Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Osal Laila. The language of the Haggadah, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elezer ben Azaria, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayu Mesubim B'Bnei Brak. Hayu Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Osal Laila, Shabo, Talmidei Miyomer Lehem, Rabbi Senu, Higia Zman, Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. We'd like to wonder why they were gathered together in Bnei Brak. What's the emphasis on Bnei Brak? The Chidah points us to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tan Rabbanan. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof halach achar chachamim li yeshiva. Seek out the chachamim. Achar Rabbi Eliezer, lelud. Achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lebarachai. Achar Rabbi Yeshua, lepkiin. Achar Rabbi Gamliel liYavne, Achar Rabbi Akiva liBnei Brak. Clearly, the place where Rabbi Akiva lived was Bnei Brak, and therefore the Haggadah tells us that four Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Tarfon, left their homes, each one their own city, in order to join a Heseba with Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Akiva's hometown in Bnei Brak, and there to be Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, to unravel and reveal the secrets of wisdom, to create their Tikkunim Gedolim. However, they were very quiet about it. It was all concealed. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, so you don't expose them. You know, when they got together, supposedly they were there in order to be misaneg, to have an oneg, simchas chag, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to share ideas. Says the Chidah, Hiskimu lalechas me'iram ish memkomo v'lios kulam b'bnei Brak. They each agreed to leave their homes to come to Bnei Brak. Lasos tikun otzum b'schabram yachad. To, as we'd say in Yiddish, to accomplish great things by being together. Heim nizaru mizeh, bazeh, shemilibam lefumilo goli, from their hearts to their mouth they didn't reveal. Chak ko amru belechtam, they would say to people who met them on the way, Nelcha, we're going, lahasiv b'bnei Brak, as if they want to enjoy Yontif together in Bnei Brak, the Avira Nichle, the Ruach Hayom, it was a good wind, there was a nice wind. Ukshebosham, when they got there, Hoyim Esaprim, Yitzis Mishayim, Kolos Olayla, Osei Orim Gedolim, the Chidah says they were generating great lights, supernal lights, Bonei Shamayim, they were building things in the sky, in the heavens. And Bekach Torosam, Vidiyosam, they created Barzei Chesef, Yisodos HaNichsofim. Somehow with their Torah, their Yediyah, they were able to reveal the secrets of the Torah. V'chol zeh, Hishmiyonu HaMagid V'omro, Shehayu Mesubim B'Bnei Brak, Shekach Omru, Sheholchem Shom Lios Mesubim, Umisangim b'simchas achag hayu mesaper b'tzisrei kolos alayla b'talomos chachma tikkunim gedolim. The Chidah does not reveal to us exactly what were these tikkunim gedolim that was on their agenda they wanted to accomplish. Why did they choose to leave their homes and set up a seder and do these tikkunim dafka eitzel Rabbi Kiva in Rabbi Kiva's home? After all, the Gemara tells us in the Nedarim that Rabbi Akiva learned Torah for 12 years by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. These were his Rebbeim. Then why would the Rebbeim, the Rabbanim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua leave their homes to go to visit Rabbi Akiva the Talmud in Bnei Brak. Why didn't it go the other way around? Why didn't the Talmud go after the Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva should have gone to Rabbi Eliezer in Lud or to Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin. Let's leave this for a while. We'll come back to the Mirz Hashem and talk about another section in the Haggadah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosan Torah Li'am Yisrael Baruch Hu Keneged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah Echad Chacham Echad Rasha Echad Tam Echad Sheni Yedei Elishol. What was the introduction here? Baruch Shenosan Torah Li'am Yisrael. It doesn't seem to have any connection to the story of the Arba Bonim, which the Torah itself speaks about. We have an insight here, the Shibolei Aleket. There's a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah tonight on the night of the Seder. It requires its own Birchas HaTorah. That's Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosan Torah Li'am Yisrael. Let's take a look at Derash Beitz. Derash Beitz, in his commentary on the Haggadah, his name was Rabbi Shimon ben Semach. He was a Rishon. And he writes that the Arba Bonim correspond to the four Chachomim, the four Tanoim, as the Gemara tells us in Chagig Yudal, that went into Paradise. We'll explain what Paradise means. Tan Rabbanon. The Gemara in Chagiga. Arba Nichnasu LeParadise V'Eluhein Ben Azai Ben Zoma Acher V'Rabbi Akiva. Each one of the four Tanoim who went into Paradise had a different experience. Ben Azai Hitzitz V'Meis. Ben Azai took a glimpse and he died. All of our Kosov Omer, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yakar, Yakar Bnei Hashem Amovsal Chasidov. Ben Zoma Hitzitz V'Nifka. Ben Zoma looked, he got a glimpse, and he was injured. Acher Kitzitz B'Netios. Acher is the one who went off the Derech, that's otherwise known as Elisha Ben Avuya. But only Rabbi Akiva Yatza B'Shalom. Rashi Beitz presents a radical thesis, a very big chiddush, that the Arba Bonim of the Haggadah correspond to the Arba Shenichnasu LePardes. The Ben HaChacham corresponds to Rabbi Akiva, who is Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatza B'Shalom. The Rasha corresponds to Elisha ben Avuya, who's called Acher, Shekotzatz Benetios. He was Yotze L'Tarbas Ra. The Tam corresponds to Ben Azai, Shemes Bitmi Muso. And the Sheni de Elisha corresponds to Ben Zoma, Shehitzitz V'Nifka. And he wasn't able to ask any questions. He became an Eina Yodei Elisha. Let's read the Rashi Beitz. He says, "Inyan arba bonim hu ki yaduahu ki anichnosin lepardes v'hema mamikim b'chochmos hapnimios hem chalukim b'mechkoram yesh mishe hischil b'chakira kehogen v'shlima v'also b'yodu kehogen zeh nikra nichnas l'shom v'yotza l'shom v'zeh nikra b'hagod ha-chochom yesh mishe mamik ba b'tchila Vihishlima Vinata Ba El Hakfira Behirsikba Vizenikre Makatsis Bidnitios Kimisha Nichlas of Paradise Vikitsis Anitios Harachos Shalotim Shalotis Mechena Vihifsid Hapardes Kain Hifsid Hachachma Ukofar Beikra Lohus Zen Nikra Rosha by God. Yesh mi shehiska b'chakira u'b'nei omka lo yochol lashlima. There's one category of someone who was just overwhelmed by the depths of Paradise, the deep intellectual pearls of wisdom. V'nishar b'tvimuso ad shemes al zen emer hitzitz v'mes v'zen nikre b'agot tam. Yesh mishen is balbala daito v'chakir v'nei omko bolos fekos bilbulu daito v'zenikre hitzitz v'nivga k'misha rotze likones l'pardes v'hitzitz bo merchok mirochok umatza pegayim umichsholos badrachim velo yachol ikanes bo velo ola biyado klu meachochma v'zeu hanikra ba'agoda she'eno yodea lishol. Let's try to understand why is it that the Chachamim who organized the Haggadah and the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim of Lel Pesach, why did they introduce a remez to the Arba Chachamim that entered into Paradise and they all came out with some sort of injury, except for Rabbi Akiva? He was the only one who was nichtas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. What exactly connects us to Yetzias Mitzrayim here? The connection between this story and the Arba Bonim. And if we take a look at the Shem Yishmuel of the Sukkot Shavuot, perhaps we'll get a clue. What does it say in the Shem Yishmuel? He of course quotes his father, Kedarko Bakodesh Yavdin Yezer, who tells of a dialogue between the Sarfei Kodesh and Rabbi Bunim mi Prashiskra. Omar Adoni Ovi Umori Zechatzadik, etc. Sheharav Hakadosh Rabbi Bunim mi Parshisuta Parshichsa asked my grandfather, the Kotzker Rebbe, from whence do we take the push, the energy, the Isorus? And it seems that Rabbi Bunim asked the Rav of Kotsk, what is the source of his energy? And his answer was, a poskin yishai se'u marome nechem ure'u mi bara ele. And he responded, well, after all, a person can take his orus even from a non-Jew. This orus of a Jew has to be from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the answer, apparently, of the Kotzker to Rabbi Bunim was that Se'u Marome Nechem Urimi Bar Eile, and this has something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's it all about? The Shem Yishmuel repeats himself in another place, and he says, Shal Rabbi Bunim es Zekeni Admora Gadol Mikotsk Mehechan Lokach es Oru Shalo Balavodas Hashem Eishlo Mikra Mimikra Shekasuv Se'u Marome Nechem Uru Umi Bora Eile. And Rabbi Bunim responded, Sha'achar Yetzias Mitzrayim Tzrichim Likach His Orus Mi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's understand Rabbi Bunim. Why do you need His Orus Dafka from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why not from the Bria, as it says, Se'u Moro Meinechem Ur Umi Bara Eila? And furthermore, what did the Kotzker Rabbi mean when he said, and he was again a Shalheves Eish Kodesh, Se'u Marom Einechem? What was the dimension here that's expressed by this pasuk that just completely, shall I say, energized the Kotzker Rebbe? Let's put this in a broader perspective and read a perek in Melachim Aleph. This is a debate, so to speak, a controversy head-on between Eliyahu HaNavi and the Nevi Baal at Har HaKarmel. And Eliyahu turns to Hashem, praying that an Eish, a fire, should come in the Shamayim to burn the Karbon. so that he could prove to all of Israel, Shehashem Elokim, Aneni Hashem Aneni, V'yedu ha'am hazeh ki ata Hashem Elokim, V'ata ha'sivos es libam achoranis. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Aleph, Omer Abelazar Elio, Hitiach Dvorim Klapi Mal, Shenemar, V'ata ha'sivos es libam achoranis. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Minayin shechazer HaKadosh Baruch V'hodo lo Elio, D'chsiv, V'asher Hari Osi, a pasuk in Micha. This whole Gemara is a Pella. One of the fundamentals of our faith is that man is given freedom of choice. He can decide whether he wants to be a tzaddik or a rosh, or re'ei nosati lefanecha yom es hachayim ves ato ves amov ves asaro b'charta b'chayim l'man tichye v'ato v'zaracha. How could Elio say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ato ha'sivos es libam achoranis? And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moda. Elio comes forward with a claim that you're the one who caused them to do evil. And if you look in the Sefer Binas, Bino Li'itim, of Rabbi Azariah Fago, he writes, based on Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Noas Kvodecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, V'ra'isa es achorai uponai lo yiro, Moshe Rabbeinu requested Harani, Hareini Noa es Kvodecha, he wanted to be masig, get an insight, a comprehension, a grasp of the mitzius, the essence, the reality of the divine being of God Himself, the Creator. And Hashem says, "V'ra'isa sachorai upanei lo yiro," meaning you cannot comprehend my essence. What you can do is you can contemplate the what we call hishtalshelus olamos. We have different worlds. There are worlds that are down here, the lower worlds, there are higher worlds. You can contemplate first who created the world down here, the tachton, which is physical and material. And then from this comprehension, you can climb, if you will, ascend higher and higher from the bottom to the top to contemplate who created the worlds out in space, the stars, the mazalot, and from there you could go perhaps even higher to the world of the angels, of the malachim, and then even higher to get an idea of the cause of causes. Until you could finally get to the maximum machshava, to the original cause of the reality of the existence of everything that exists, the mitzius of the Borei Yisparach, who created all these worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ra'isa sachorai, the way you can comprehend is only through the back door, so to speak. Milamato lemala, from the lower worlds to get to comprehend the higher worlds, until finally you'll reach the first cause of all causes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created all the worlds. But upanai, meaning my essence, lo yiro, it's impossible for any creature to comprehend the reality, the essence of God. The Bina Le'itim points out that this method of recognizing, understanding, and comprehending God by contemplating the creation and going from backwards to forwards, me achora el hamukdam, me amuuchar el hamukdam, until you finally recognize the reality or the existence of the Bore, as Hashem says to Moshe, v'ra'isa sachorai. This is correct for those who are, shall we say, intellectually sharp. Their umnus, so to speak, their professional skills, their understanding is very strong, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Such a person who's a maskil, who has a firm faith and a very strong knowledge, like Moshe, it's such a person can achieve Vera'isa Sachorai and know God from the bottom up, from the Bria itself. But for your average rank and file citizen who is not so profound, there's a very great danger that because of his limited intelligence, it's very possible that he won't succeed in climbing with these investigations to reach all the way on top until what we call the Rum HaMalos, until he reaches the very root of all the worlds and he can recognize the existence of God. He might get stuck on the middle, somewhere on the path, halfway through in the world of stars and the worlds of mazzolos, and then he starts making mistakes, and Chas v'Shalom, it could lead him to deny God or to claim that there are two different gods or anything of that sort. And we begin to understand the grave mistake, the error of the Ovdei Abaal. They were posek al shtei ha-se'ifim. On the one hand, they contemplated the stars, the kochav, the mazzolos, and they wanted to go higher and higher, from mu'uchar to muktam, from the lower to the upper. They knew that it was impossible to comprehend the reality of God unless you contemplate first the world, starting from the bottom world that was created, all the way up, climbing up to the top. But what happened was they stopped halfway, midway, and they were left deep down, profoundly in Shakua, in a world of stars and mazolos, with hasogos that were deviant, that were fakrumt, that were mishubashot, as if there was an original force or primary energy force in these kochavim mazolos. They were not able to climb all the way to the top to comprehend the reality, the existence of God. And therefore they made these mistakes and they worshipped the idols. They worshipped Avodah Zarah of kochavim and mazolos. They were star worshippers. And therefore, when Eliyahu HaNavi saw the great danger and the way that this approach, this method, caused the Nevi Abaal to make such an error as to be guilty and fall prey to Avodah Zarah, he prayed to Hashem, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni, Sheteired Esh Min HaShemayim, V'yedu HaMazek Yato Hashem Elokim, that the people of Israel should have a clarity of vision, an absolute knowledge, to see in front of their eyes, Milamala Lamata, something that would come from on high, something that would come as a revelation from the highest divine worlds down to this world. Ki Hashem Hulakim, to see and perceive in front of their eyes that God is the God. They would no longer have to go and try to reveal the Metzias of Hashem through contemplation of the worlds from down to up, Me'achor Lemuktam. They would see with their senses something that would be impossible to deny, a strong knowledge, a strong idea that would remain with them, and that would come Milamala Lamata, that would be the Esh coming down from Shamayim. And this is why Eliyahu concludes his Tefillat Hashem by justifying, or in a sense giving an excuse for Klal Yisrael, Atah Hasiboses Liba Machoranis. In other words, why did they make this mistake and fall prey to Avodah Zarah? Because Atah Hasiboses Libam, because you created a reality in which there's no way that they can get a glimpse of your reality, of your existence, except achoranis, except by going milamata lamala, from backwards to forwards. Therefore, Hashem, respond, and the fire should come down from Shemaim to burn the carbon, because such an obvious miracle would certainly bring the people to recognize the reality of Hashem, and they'll have a certain yeshirus, in other words, a certain direct vision of God, without going through all these different intermediary stages that could lead them to Avodah Zarah.
Says the Bidoli Itim, this is what the Navi means when he says, Yeshaya Perek Mem Dalid, Mashiv, Meshiv Chachomim Achor, V'daitom Yisokel, Yiskal. Meaning that Kosh Baruch Hu responds to the Chachomim with the word Achor, telling them that they could be masig, they could gain or achieve a grasp of the reality of the existence of God only me'achar, only if they start backwards from the created world as we see it. And it's the Ra'is es'achar again, es'achorai. This would cause v'daitem yisokel. They're going to make a mistake somewhere in the middle of the pathway in the worlds of the stars. That's where they're going to fall prey. And therefore, there weren't many that had this knowledge that they were able to comprehend the reality of the existence of God, me'achor el muktam, from the bottom going up and reaching the rum hamalos. This is the Bina Li'itim. Now, if we understand the Bina Li'itim well, then going back to the Gemara and Chagiga about Arba Nichnasu Leparadeis, take a look at Rashi, says, Olu L'Rakia Al Yidei Shem. Tosa says, Nichnasu Leparadeis Kagon Al Yidei Shem V'lo Olu L'Maila Mamish Elohaya Nira Lehem Kamosha Olu. So the Ksam Sofer explains that according to Tosa, there was no Knisa Mamish. What interested them and what they were trying to intellectually dissect, to analyze, would take them so far until they would get to the state of his pashtus hagashmis, their neshama, their soul, their spirit could not retain itself within the body. They would lose the sense of hergesh, of feeling something. Hey, bitu bein sichla mala mala umala mata. Is a certain almost direct parallel, a very dramatic mirror imaging between the Bina Li'itim's description of the Nevi'ei Baal and their endeavor, their enterprise, and the enterprise of going through paradise. In both cases, there was an attempt to go milimato lemala, me'achor kadima. As the Ksam Sofer uses this phrase, hey bitu bi'ein sichlam, malamalo malamato. They were going to use, so to speak, the eye of their mind, of their intellect. And it means that the Arba Nichnasu Leparadeis tried to be masig, they tried to comprehend and grasp the existence of God by contemplating all the worlds, going from our lower world, climbing to the higher worlds, v'ra'isa es'achorai, until they finally got to the point where they could recognize the reality, the existence of God, as the root of all the worlds. That's the Arba Nichnasu Leparadeis. And perhaps we can understand a little bit more about the Arba Nichnasu Leparadeis based on the Arizal, who says that Paradeis is Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, which parallel the four higher worlds, going from the low world to the higher world, from Asiya to Yetzira to Bria, until finally reaching Atzilus. Arba Nichnasu Leparadeis means they entered with their machshavos, with their thoughts, with their intellect, to try to contemplate the secrets of creation, to climb from one world to the next, achieving all four worlds, milamata lamala, until they finally were to comprehend the reality, the existence of God as the root of all worlds, the cause of all causes. And now we can begin to understand that Acher, who's Elisha ben Avuya, one of the four that was Nichnasu Leparadeis, and he was Yotzel Tabasroi, was Kitzetz Benetios. And the reason for that is because he saw the Malach Matatron, who was sitting and writing Zechuyoseim, the good deeds and the merits of Israel. And all of a sudden it occurred to Elish ben Avriya that there are two Rishuyos, there are two gods. In other words, when he, Elisha, went higher and higher, lamala lamala, going from the low world to the higher world, he got stuck somewhere in the middle. When he got to the world of the Malachim, and especially the highest of them all, Matatron, who was Yoshev Shom Vekosev Zchuyoseim Shel Yisrael, he made a mistake. He thought that this is what you call a Reshus Bifnei Atzmo, but instead he fell prey to a Reshus of Minus of Shtei Reshuyos. It was like the mistake of the Nevi Baal, who fell prey to Avodah Zorah and its alluring power because of the Bechin of Atas, Iboses, Libam, Achoranis. This is what I wanted to express, the parallel between the great mistake of Elisha ben Avuya amongst the Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes and the mistake of the Nevi Baal. They too fell prey to Avodah Zorah because of Atas, Iboses, Libam, Achoranis. Because the Derech Achoranis is very tricky. When you start from the bottom and you go up, you have such a long pathway, a long journey, you can fall away by, you know, on the way. And that's what happened to Elisha ben Avuya. And that's what happened to the Nevi Baal. Now, let's point out that if we go back to Dar Enosh, who were the first of the mistaken Avodah Zarnikas, the Pasuk says in Breishis Dalid, Ulasheis kam hu yalad, yulad ben, vayikrishmo Enosh, oz huchal likro b'shem Hashem. Rashi says, huchal miloshen chulin likro shemos ha'odom v'shemos ha'tzovim b'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'sosam elilim v'likrosam Elohus. Now the root of this mistake is because they wanted to be mavakish to comprehend the reality of the existence of God, and once again to use the Derech HaChoranis, going milamata lamala. And that's what the Rambam says at the beginning in his introduction to Hilchos Akum, that Bimei Enosh Tov Bnei Adam Toz Gadol V'Zu Aisa Ta'usam Amru Hov Elokim Baruch Kochav Me'elu V'Gilgulim V'Galgalim Lahanhigas Ha'olam V'Nasnam B'Marom V'Chilek Lem Kavod V'Heim Shamshim Heim Shamashim Ha'Mashamshim Lefanov is Ru'uyamim L'Shabcham U'Lefarom V'Lachlok Lahem Kavod. The Rambam says that it makes sense to give a certain kind of a worship almost, and praise and sing songs to these mishamshim, to these kochavim and galgalim that serve as God's agents. We should have a respect and awe for them. Ru'uyim heim l'shabcham l'farim l'achlekem kavod. V'zeu ratzon HaKel Baruch Hu legadel ulekaved ulechaved mishe gadlo v'kibdo. Just like a king wants to be mechamed those who stand in front of him, that's the covenant of the king. Now, once this occurred to them, they began to build kochavim for their kochavim hechalos, temples, and they would bring karbonos in these temples. They would be meshabech u'mefoer bidvarim with diburim u'lishtachvos lemulam kedei lahasig ratzon habore bidaitam hara'ah. It's pretty amazing when you're talking about an attempt to reach God and instead getting stuck in the middle and building temples for the kochav mazolos, bringing karbonos for them, being meshabeach them, mefarer them, meshtachvel emulam, in order to achieve the will of God, according to their evil thoughts. And that was the avodas kochavim, says the Rambam. Lo shem omer she'en shem Eloha, they didn't deny the existence of God, ela kochav zeh, as if there's only one star that created the world. This is what Yirmiyahu said. Mi lo yiracha melech agoyim ki l'chaya asa ki bechol chachme agoyim bechol malchusam me'ein kamocha.
It means everybody knows that you are levadcha, you're alone. But they make a mistake. And they think that we could be medamidus to hevel.
So the evolution of Avodah Zarah is because they believed that God himself would want to give kavod and would appreciate that we were worshipping these intermediaries, these kochavim. The Tos of Dar Enosh is incredibly similar to what the Bnei Elitim says was the problem of the Bale of the Nevi Abal, as Elio says it, V'ata sibos asliv machoranis. We see that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the way the Ram described them, believed in God. They knew and appreciated that God was the root of all roots. But when they came to the Hakara, through their esbonenus in the Bria, milamata lamala, they went off the right path. And they began to think of other forces that have independent control, chas v'shalom. Tov b'derech, they got lost on the way. They ended up halfway at the kochav mazolos, thinking that kochav mazolos, the shemesh, the reich, these are all powers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give them kavod. This tos of the Dor Enosh schleps along and is, how should I say, impacts on generation after generation until we get to Mitzrayim, who are the Chachamim Gedolim, like Shlomo Melech says in Malachim, V'Terev Chachmas Shlomo, Michachmas Kol B'nei Kedem, Michol Chachmas Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says that Mitzrayim were Chozim Gedolim. They had amazing powers as astronomers. They could see the stars and so forth. And that's why Paro says to Moshe and Aaron, Ruki Ra Neged Pneichem. But with all their great Chachma, to be misbonin, to contemplate and investigate all the wonders of nature, they never succeeded in going high enough up to be masig the Metzias Hashem, to get to the reality of God, the root of all roots. And therefore, Paro was kofer. He says, Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo, l'shaleach es yisro v'lo yedati es Hashem. In other words, they were lost in the world of Mazolos. They worshipped the Tle, which is the Rosh Mazolos, the Rosh of all the Mazolos. As the Ramban explains in Shmos Yud Beis, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take the Tle and shecht it as a Korban Pesach is in order to mevatel the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. They worshipped the Mazel Tle. And if this be the case, then Ish Seled Bayis, the reason for this mitzvah is because the Mazel Tle and the month of Nisan has a Kah Gadol. It's the Mazel of Tzomeach. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the people of Israel, take the lamb, slaughter it, and eat it, to notify that it's not the koach and the mazel that gave us the ability to leave Mitzrayim, but rather it's the gzeiras ilon, it came from on top, on high. And according to Achachamim, our Rabbosan, the Mitzrayim were worshipping the Tle. So how much more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be modia with this mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Shehishpil Elokeyem, that the Mitzvah worship the Tle, which as we said before is the Rosh HaMazolos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, each celebrates of us, wanted to establish a Hashpola of their God, to show that there's no Koach to their God, that there is no Maila or Elyonut to their God. Therefore, Kulachem Tzom V'Shichtu Eloheim Shal Mitzrayim. As the Chizkuni says, V'Kulachem Ish Seh, Al Yidei Shemazel Tlehoya Yir Osam. This was their being, their deity. Ubigalohayu Ovdim Latson. Atem Tikhu Yir Osam Biyadechem. Vlotia Behem Yecholis La'akiveschem. They will not be able to stop you. Viloku Bechode Shemazolo Tle Veloyo Ilehem. It means this is a hemshech of Dor Enosh. They wanted to reveal the God in this world and go baliosam miachura lamata, miachura kadima, and going back from down to up, and they ended up stuck on the way. You know, the train got stuck at a station called the Olam of Kochav Mazolos, and the Mitzri made the same mistake with Mazel Tleh, which is the Bechor of all the Mazolos that Manigas HaOlam. Now, Klal Yisrael were also Shkuim B'memtes Shari Tuma. They were impacted by the Tuma of Mitzrayim with this regard, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them take the Seil Karbon and shechted it Lifnei Hashem. Vayikra Moshe l'chol zikne Yisrael v'yomar lehem mishchu k'chulachem tzon v'mishpachoseichem v'shachtu ha-pesach. Rashi says the name of the Mechilta l'fi shahayu shtufim b'avodas kochov v'yomar lehem mishchu k'chulachem mishchu yedeichem v'avodas kochovim u'k'chulachem tzon shal mitzvah. Now we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah Giluyim Gdolim Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai El Rosh Hahar Becholam Roem Es HaKolos Es HaPidim Es Kol HaShofar Ves HaHar Hashen Vayar Ha'am Vayanu Vayamdu Mirachok. Before Matan Torah, it was impossible to come to a complete understanding and recognition of the reality, the existence of God. The only possibility was through this investigation, this chakira going milamato lamala, and it's going to be achoranis. And that's what caused Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim to be shakua, and the Memtesh Shari Tuma, to worship Avodah Zarah, the Tleh itself, the Bechor HaMazolos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, with Giluyim Gdolim, V'cholam Roem Es HaKolos, here the Metzias Hashem is coming from up on high, down, so that Bnei Yisrael would recognize the existence of God, and see it with their eyes, and feel it. You know, it was Muchashi, as we say, the senses. And it's all Milamala, Lamata. They no longer have to be Makir Hashem through his bonus Bibriya Milamata Lamala. And when it says in the Pasuk, Atemri Isim, Ki Min HaShamayim Dibarti Imachem, what it means is Min HaShamayim, they would need the hisbonus, the chakira, and the olamos milamata lamal. Lo tasun iti Elohei kesev Elohei zov, lo tasu lachem. Don't repeat the same mistake of the Dor Enosh that made tzlomim, they made idols out of kesef and zov that look like kochovim mazolos in order to go from down to higher, from lamata lamala, and try to achieve akar solokim. No. That's not the way to go. Lo tasuni ti Elohei kesef, etc. And therefore, at Maimed Har Sinai, Hashem opens up with Anochi, and then Velo Yilecha. These are the two Dibros mipi Akvura, because in these two Dibros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding to the fact that the ultimate goal of Gilui, of revelation, of a comprehension of God, is the goal, is the comprehension of God that they achieved at Matan Torah, to be oker, to completely undermine their worshipping of Avodah Zarah that they were used to in Mitzrayim, to the Mazel of Tleh, to the Bechor HaMazolos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals them at Har Sinai, Enochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Yisrael, I took you out of Tumas Mitzrayim. You eschewim there in the Avodah Zarah, the Mazel of Tleh. But now that I've revealed myself to you, b'muchash, that you can see the kolos ubrakim, now you no longer need to
achieve Hakaras Elokim through these bonus Mibriya Milamata Lamala, and therefore Lo Yilecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, you will not repeat the grave error of the Dar Enosh, of the Nevi Abal, of the Atas Sibosas Livam Achoranis, with the emphasis on the word Achoranis. Let's understand the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anochi ki eilech al paro v'chi otzias b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Mazochu Yisrael shiaslem nes v'otziom mi Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch's response was, Vayomer ki eya imach zelech al ha'os ki anochi shlachticha b'otziach ha'om mi Mitzrayim tavdun es alukim al ahar hazes. Has Rashi sha'alta Mazchus Yeshli Yisrael Shiyetzim Mitzrayim Dover Godel Yeshli Allahotzazu Sharei Asidim Lekabal HaTorah Al Harazel Lesov Gimel Chadoshim Shiyotzim Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, in what schus do Yisrael have a merit to leave Mitzrayim? After all, they were Shtufim B'Avodazor of Mitzrayim. They believed in the Tleh, the Bechor Mazolos. And what that means is that alulim hem gam achreishiyetzu Mitzrayim, even after they leave Mitzrayim, they're still susceptible. They're in a vulnerable position to make the same mistake again and again and again. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, they will leave Mitzrayim. I will reveal myself to them at Har Sinai. It's going to be Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, and they will never need again to reveal and achieve the Metzias of Hashem through the Derech Achoranis, the Milamata Lamala. It'll be me. Once this revelation, this intense revelation of Milamata Lamata, that'll achieve it. And now we begin to understand, perhaps, the question of Rabbunim to the Kotzker. From whence did you take this Hisorus, your energy that projects you in Avodas Hashem? And he answers him, Se'uma Rome Nechem U'umi Bora Eile. He felt that with his Ruach HaKodesh and with his potential for great Hasogas, he would be Mesugal, he would have the ability to look into the Bria, delve into its depth, Se'umar Omeinechem, and to climb Milamata Lamala until he would reach the Bechin of Re'u Mi Bara Eile. And Rabbi Bunim turns to him and he says, Alo Mize Yochel Kol Adam Likach Es Orus Afilu Eine Yehudi Vais Orus HaYehudi Tzricholios Mi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here was a remez for something very profound, very deep. Yes, it's true that Anoshim Gedolim, giants in spirit, like the Rebbe Mikotsk, are capable of being misorer through esbonenus, by investigating God's creation from the lowest and climbing to the highest, as we saw Moshe Rabbeinu Vera Isa Sachorai. We saw this in Rebbe Akiva, because he was the one who went into the paradise and came out bisholom. However, since not everyone is capable, not every mind can tolerate this chakira, as profound as it is, and most people are in a situation of sakana gedola, it's very dangerous that they will get tripped up somewhere in the middle of the road, like in the case of Dar Enosh, that they got mistaken in the middle of the road and they started worshipping the Kochov Mazolos. Therefore, it's best to take your Asorus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Be'osos uvimosim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the preparation for Matan Torah, which Hashem would come down, Begili Gadol, and reveal Himself at Har Sinai, so that Bnei Yisrael would have the strength in their recognition of God, straight from Milamala Lamata, not through the Chakira of Achoranis, Milamata Lamala. And therefore, Rabbi Yibunim said to the Kotzker, "Halo mize yachol kol adam likach es orus afilene Yehudi dar enosh." And afterwards, the Mitzrim were chachomim gedolim, and they also thought that through the cheker, through their investigation of the truth, by looking into the world as it was created, se'u marom enichem ibra'ela. But because they were shkuim b'tayvas ha'olam, they weren't ru'uyim, they were tripped up in the middle of the way, and because of the Sakana Gedola, it makes sense that an Ish Yisrael should awaken himself and understand that he's better off with his bonus to be misorah through his bonus benisim and iflaw shall yitzias mitzrayim. And let's go back to the Rashbates that we started with. There are four bonim described here in the Haggadah. They correspond to the four tanoim that were nichnasu lepardes. And what is this connection between the two and the mitzvah Sipri Tisraim on the night of Pesach? And perhaps the answer is Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch SheNasan Torah LiAmo Yisrael Baruch Hu. In order to avoid these mistakes, the mistakes of the Dor Enosh, of other Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that tried to reveal the reality of God through the Derech HaChoranis by going L'Lamato L'Malo, This is a very dangerous enterprise. And therefore, let's take a look at the Arba Bonim. Can I get Arba Bonim Dibra Torah? And what it means is, this is a remez for the Arba Shenichnasu Lepardes. And only one of them went out Bisholm Rabbi Akiva. We should begin to appreciate that from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yisrael at Matan Torah, we need emunah, we need faith. Emunah pshuta, without any of these investigations. Let's go back to the Haggadah, the story of the four Tanoim. They came to visit Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak, and they were mesubim kolosal laila. And based on the Chido, we said that they gathered together to Rabbi Akiva's house to be osek in the talumos, the depths of chachma, reveal the secrets of the Torah, to achieve tikkunim gedolim. This they didn't reveal to anyone. They kept it on the quiet. They were humble, and they did not boast about this. Now, from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, the Einei Kol Yisrael, we don't dedicate ourselves to the study and the attempt to recognize God through His bonus bibria by investigating His creation and going milamata lamala. That's very dangerous. We saw the Dor Enosh, we saw Elisha ben Avuya. Therefore, they gathered together in Rabbi Akiva's house. He was the one of the four who were nichtusu lepardes, who was yatzah b'shol. Let him teach us the talumos chachma. What did he see when he went into paradise? Reveal it to us. How was he zocha to go in b'sholom and come out b'sholom? What were the tikkunim gedolim that he was mitaken, that they were mitaken? And the answer is, there's a great sakana to go into paradise. Only Rabbi Akiva, the four Tanoim, came out b'sholom. They had to create tikkunim gedolim for the doras habayim, so that no Jew, not one single Jew, would enter into paradise in order to come to Hakaras Hashem through, as we said, the Derech Hakiros, to investigate the world, the created world, the lower world, milamata lamala. But rather, they should come to Hakaras Hashem through Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Rabbi Bunim said to the Kotzker. And therefore, they said, V'hoyu mesaprim b'Yetzias Mitzrayim kol osal laila. This is a remez that as long as the people are in Golos, which is compared to nighttime, they need to come to Hakaras Hashem, but only through Sipra Anisim v'Niflo shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hoyim Misaprim Yetzias Mitzrayim Koloso Laila Chabo Talmidim V'Amalehem Rabosenu Higiyaz Man Kriyach Mashal Shachris. Based on the Chsam Sofer, how was Rabbi Akiva Zocher to go out of paradise b'sholom b'li pega? Says Chsam Sofer in his Torah Moshe, Lo el al aksav efes, Masha omru Rabbi Seinu Zal, Arba nichnasu lepardes Rabbi Akiva, nichnas b'sholom v'yotze b'sholom. Ma chidush and nichnas b'sholom? Why does the Gemara emphasize that he went in b'sholom? And the answer is because we accept the Torah, we have faith. But if we can be choker, if we can investigate the truth of the unity of God, if we can reveal the deeper meaning of the mitzvos, then ashrei lo, that's praiseworthy, that's favorable. But not as a mistopic, not because of questions and doubts, but as a mitzvah, as someone who understands his commitment, he has no questions about it. If he gets stuck and he gets confronted and with 1,000 questions, his belief and his faith is firm in its place. And he'll always attribute his sveikos, his lack of knowledge, to the fact that he didn't get to the emes, he didn't get to the ultimate central truth. And he'll continue his investigations, hoping, holding out, that maybe he will get to the central truth. If there was too much iyun, too much of an investigation, then you could literally go out of your mind like Ben Zomo, you could die like Ben Azai. However, kol chafetzim lo yishvu v'amuna kayemes liad, u'misha sichlo zach v'akadosh baruch hu mezayelo lo yetze midaito lo yomes al kadosh baruch hu b'raglei chasido av yishmar mikol michshol v'takolo mikol kusha she'ein sichlo magil yashva v'haynu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who is yotzal l'shalom. He's able to achieve a firm emun, a firm faith, but seichel zach, a clear way of thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. He won't go crazy, he won't die, but rather Hashem protects him from kol michshol v'takola, from any kusha, even if he has no answer. And Chazal tell us about the misa of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara of Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that Rabbi Akiva declared as he was taken out for that terrible torture, that kol yomai, all my life, I waited to be mekayim the pasuk called nafshecha, afilu no telos nafshecha, when is it going to come and I'll fulfill it, and now it comes to me, and now I have the simcha, the opportunity to fulfill that will of God. And he was marich bi echad, yotza nishmasa bi echad, and yotza baskol v'yomra ashrecha Rabbi Akiva she yotza nishmasa bi echad. We see that Rabbi Akiva, because of his great kedusha, was so dovuk in the pasuk of Yichud Hashem, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He was always mishtokek. He always craved his entire life to be zocha, to be moser nafsho and kedushas Hashem. What a level! This is Rabbi Akiva and his kedusha, something that almost makes it impossible for us to comprehend. His great dveikus, his emunah pshuta in the achdus of Hashem, he was zocha to enter into paradise b'shalom. As some sofer says, he was makabel on himself miyad b'knisos, so that even if he had 1,000 questions, contradictions that he thought was irreconcilable, he would still remain steadfast in his faith in Hashem Echad, in one God. Rabbi Akiva nichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom. What it means is that Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Yud that also Liyodim Shitein Shalom L'Chavei Beis HaMerchatz Bishum Shenev HaYikro Lo Hashem Shalom. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, he's the Echad, he's the Yachid, he's the Meyuchad. Whatever you find in this world, it's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created it and maintains its continued existence. V'atom achayas kulam, Nechemya says, we say it in davening every morning. La'mito shel dovar, ein shum dovar ba'olam sheyochol listar es achdus Hashem. And therefore the name of God is Shalom. He's mashlim all the chelkei abriya. That there shouldn't be anything that contradicts another part of the bria, because it's one achdus. And if there's a stira, then it's only in our imagination the way it appears to us. And therefore, in Birchas Kriyas Shema, we recite Yotzer Or, Ubore Choshech, Oseh Sholom, Ves HaKol. And Rabbi Akiva Nichnas B'Sholom, v'yotza b'shalom. He was nichnas v'yotza with dveikus gedola in the achdus Hashem in the name Shalom. And therefore, even if he saw questions that looked on the surface to undermine achdus Hashem, he did not fall prey. He did not end up in the net of minus of those who denied, but rather he remained steadfast and strong in his emunah to Hashem and v'yotza misham b'shalom. And we begin to understand that when the Baal HaGadah tells us the story about the Tanoim who gathered together to Rabbi Akiva Yomisaprim Yitzis Mitzrayim called Salayla Achebo Talmidem V'yomalem Rabose He gives man L'kriyas Rashal Shachris. Rabbi Akiva revealed to the Tanoim the Talumos Chochma from the time that he went into Paradise, and that he was successful not only to enter into Paradise B'Shalom but to exit from Paradis B'Shalom, because he was Dovuk B'Achdus Hashem, and he was Metaken Tikunim Gedolim, Shaloli Kones B'Paradis HaChakira Ki Im Lahamin B'Hashem Be'emuna Pshuta. These Tikunim, which Rabbi Akiva achieved in Bnei Brak, together with the other Tanoim, is that the Jewish people would never have to go into Paradise in order to believe in Hashem, but rather they should believe and have a firm belief in Hashem based on Emunah Pshuta. And this had Ashpah, this had a repercussion and an impact on the Talmidim until they finally came and said, Rabosai, Rabosenu Higiazman Kriyat Shvashal Shachris, meaning Higiazman Shalolasok Bechakira Shehi Bebchinas Cheshkas Laila, but rather to believe in Hashem b'emuna pshuta, the bechina of kriyat shma shel shachris, of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.